Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and on Datara to win, Dennis of Cork to place, and Jacob's beard not to even show. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Hayden is in the studio to perform from his new album, In Field and Town. Before we hear from Hayden, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Severe weather in the Midwest has several states underwater. Iowa, Indiana, and Wisconsin have been especially hard hit by floods. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Rysom zooms in on the damage in that state.
Mudslides have been recorded, as well as washed out roads and fallen power lines. 13 dams in Vernon County are being monitored for potential flooding. Emergency personnel have asked residents nearby to clear out until the waters drop back. Riverside communities still recovering from major flooding last year, such as Gay's Mills, were hit again with floodwaters. National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Adams says the rains are expected to ease up until Tuesday evening.
There's going to be a warm front moving up toward the area, and that will be our next chance of rain. So hopefully we'll be able to dry out and let some of these rivers kind of crest and come down a little bit before then.
Parts of neighboring southeast Minnesota have been voluntarily evacuated due to high waters.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Rysom reporting. It's bad enough in Indiana to be a federal disaster area. President Bush declared dozens of countries disasters. Plenty of streets there, passable only by boat. A busy day for astronauts on the International Space Station. They'll test drive the new robot arm. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has the story from Orlando.
The 1,700-pound robot arm will move experiments from inside the Kibo module to an exposed platform outside. The shuttle crew installed a 32,000-pound main laboratory during its mission. Rookie astronaut Ron Guerin also brought up mementos for his family.
We just brought things that mean a lot to us from home, just certain pieces of jewelry. I brought my twins that are graduating from high school next year. We brought their high school rings up with us and just personal things like that just to make it special for the whole family because the whole family is part of this.
Space Shuttle Discovery is scheduled to land back at the Kennedy Space Center on Saturday. The next mission to fly will carry astronauts on the last repair mission to the Hubble Space Telescope.
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reporting from Orlando. Many states have laws on the books banning teens from using phones while driving, but a new study says many won't stop talking. North Carolina put its law into effect in 2006. The study finds no change in the number of teens who talk and drive. The insurance industry did the study. They say parents need to weigh in too. The threat of fines may not be enough to get young drivers to stop. To sports, where the Boston Celtics are up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. They beat the LA Lakers last night. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
The Celtics' big stars all played well in Game 2, but as big a factor has been the strength of the team's bench. Last night, it was a young second-year player, Leon Poe, who came off the bench and scored 21 points. He penetrated the Lakers' defense seemingly at will, pounding in a series of dramatic dunks. The teams head next to the Lakers' home court in L.A. Game 3 is Tuesday night.
NPR's Chris Arnold reporting. In the women's French Open, Anna Ivanovic defeated Dinara Safina. On the men's side, Rafael Nadal beat top-ranked Roger Federer. That is your news and your sports. It's all online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.